Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Guys, I figured it out during the break. How to fix the whole thing with Kyler Murray. Ready for this? Now, apparently, he's a gamer, right? He's a guy who likes to, I don't mean that in the sports, well, he is a gamer in on the field, but I mean he likes playing video games. Here it is, guys.
So people are questioning Kyler Murray's work ethic. Obviously, a four-hour stipulation of him studying film is built into his contract. So Max is giving us a reason why he has it all.
He's got $105 million guaranteed, $160 guaranteed against injury, but the whole thing, up to $230 million in his new deal, one of the biggest contracts in the history of football. But if he doesn't do 4 hours of independent study a week, they can void the deal. And that's a bad look. Everyone's going on, it's a bad look. He's not a leader. He's not a worker. Da, 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 da. And look, it's even like he has to be eyes on the screen doing that. He can't be playing video games during the when he has it on his iPad or whatever, where he's supposed to be studying, but he's really playing video games. I got it, guys. I don't care if it costs you $10 million to get someone to make you a special game. You get basically Madden or something exactly like it to put in your whole playbook, put in all the defenses you're going to face, and go tell Kyler your job when you leave the facility is to play this game all day, all week. It's the same thing as film study. It's better than film study. You're actually interacting with it. Why not? What's it going to cost you? $5-10 million? You got $200 million riding on this guy.
I'll tell you this.
It costs more than that to create a game.
But it's not the same as film study, though. Because when you're studying like tendencies of players and
put it all in the game.
Defensive fronts and
put it in the game.
If a guy's hand has a lot of weight on it, if a guy is an inch or two backwards, it's most likely a defensive line stunt is coming. All those
put it
type
all in the game.
Things.
Put it all in the game, Harry. The graphics nowadays are ridiculous. Put it in the game. Let's say it costs you $25 million. You got 10 times that invested in this guy. Who cares?
Jeez.
I've cracked the code, Jay. I figured out how to fix the whole thing.
Maybe it could take you like $10 million, maybe. I mean, trying to look up things online about what it takes to develop a video game. I mean, who's going to update the video game with each new system that teams implement throughout the
course of the
regular season?
You hire a bunch of guys to do it. Who cares what it costs you? It's going to cost you if Kyler Murray is addicted to video games and it's interfering with his study habits of football, make them one and the same.
I hear you. I just wonder like how much video games resemble real life. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It's so many dynamics to the game.
Like seeing somebody's footwork and what that would register to me, I'm not going to be able to see that same amount of detail in a video game. I won't pay attention to it in a video game as opposed to seeing the actual footage on the screen, zoning in, pinpointing that. Like the details, the granular details of the game can never be as enhanced to showcase what you would see in a real live football game.
Kobe had a show called what?
Detail.
The details, man.
I like the attempt.
Haters.
I like the attempt. It's a solid attempt. But damn, I'm going out of my way to build something for Kyler Murray.
Yep. I mean, that's the larger issue is you don't think that kind of person can lead you to a Super
just
Bowl,
think
right?
Think about that. We just got so hyped about an idea of a video game to help this
I
dude.
I did it. God. I've done it.
Goodness.
Listen, meanwhile, just remember the Einstein quote. I saw this on a poster in college. Someone else had it. Great spirits always encounter violent opposition from mediocre minds. And I will just say in this analogy, I am the great spirit. Now, never mind that. Let's move on.
So, Max, I have a question because Alan Yates posed it. And I thought I had an answer, but I'm curious about your answer. So Alan Yates, our producer, said, doesn't this mean that the Cardinals don't think he is who they –
they
hoped he would be.
Obviously.
So then my question to follow up that question is, obviously, yes, then why give him the money?
Well, because you brought up a very good...
Because desperate times serve for desperate measures. They understand that the franchise quarterback is hard to come by. And you can't just, you know what, we're going to draft one and just hope he's going to be that. Don't get me wrong. Kyler Murray is a franchise quarterback. The thing is...
just not for a Super Bowl franchise.
Yeah, he just... He doesn't do the things quarterbacks do.
Jay came up with a great example, put me on the spot, and was like, give me an example of a guy who could lead a team.
To a championship.
Who didn't have the kind of work ethic and practice that you want. And you brought up Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson
was sitting there, who liked to have a good time, and was sitting there at a press conference talking about practice, and took the sorriest squad that ever went to a finals, not only to a finals, but got a game against an unbeatable Lakers
Agreed.
Team in that the finals.
Here's the key word.
Or a key phrase. Did he win it all?
No.
No.
I mean, look at the game. If you would have given him a team.
Did he win it all, man?
He took a team kicking and screaming.
Why didn't he win it all? Because that guy that had that show about the details.
He had Shaq. The reason is he had a dude also who didn't want to put in the same work as Kobe. It was incredibly talented.
But it was the closest to an answer that I can give you, Max, for my question.
And he didn't win it.
Let's see what the people say about my idea that you guys shot right down. Archie in Vegas. You're on with Harry Douglas in for Key, Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning. What's up, fellas? What's up, Jay Will?
What up, baby? Man, you getting up early out there, huh? You up early out there.
You know it. Hey, you know it. You know it. It's time to get after it.
Respect.
What's up, Archie?
Hey, but I want to say, Max, I'm with you, man. I'm with you, Max, 100%.
Look at this.
I was telling the guy, man, I had a fifth grader, never played basketball before, spent the whole summer playing 2K, came back the next season, and he started.
What?
All from playing 2K.
Yeah, he understood things that he didn't understand before.
But wait, Archie, would you pay that fifth grader $230.5 million?
Jay, Kyler is short, but he's not a...
On that fifth grader, Archie, that's the burning
Kyler
question I need
to answer. Kyler is short,
but
he's not a fifth grader, Jay. That's not correct. It's not right.
Archie, talk to me.
Jay.
Yes.
Jay, give me one, Max. Jay, like Max said, if you're putting all this money behind your 5'10" quarterback, what's another $20 million for him to study? Crumbs.
But when you're studying tendencies of players,
put it in the game.
You can't, man. It's Max. I understand you can do a lot with video games, but I just don't see it happen. I just don't.
How do you think I achieved the great heights I've achieved in my life? All right. David and Maui, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key today.
Maui.
ESPN Radio.
Damn, you up this early too?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. So I just have a comment. Doesn't NASA, commercial airlines, and the military use flight simulators to train their pilots?
Yeah, what about flight simulators, guys? You guys want pilots up there without flight simulators?
Oh. Wow.
Why are you guys so against technology?
First off, I'm not comparing what Kyler Murray does to people that actually are serving in combat flight aviators, right?
Ding. Well, he just means even commercial airlines, I think, right? Like, you have flight simulators for pilots.
Okay, I guarantee you know those pilots are making $230 million. As the most elite pilots on the planet.
But once you've made the investment in the guy, don't you want him to succeed?
I mean, look, you may
be
onto
something.
He made a good point. That's why I'm quiet.
You may be onto something. I mean, maybe this whole game simulator thing, like, I mean, put it in the Oculus. Let's take it to the next level.
Every day before I come into this show, I simulate the radio show on a video game.
Now I got it. Yes, simulate it with an Oculus. Put the headset on.
With an Oculus? Fine.
Put the headset on.
Sure.
Make it more real.
Good. Let's do it with an Oculus. Good.
Let's workshop this.
Virtual reality.
No, but here's the main thing.
Jay. But you don't like virtual reality.
No. Max. I'll tell you why. Whatever it is Kyler's doing in his free time, the thing he's addicted to that's taking him away from studying football, if that's an Oculus, if that's a video game, the thing he's addicted to, the same as his work.
Now, if you talk about putting that in the Oculus and giving me details, if you want to pay the money for that, that's interesting to me.
I'm so glad I retired at the time I retired from football, man. I'm being serious.
These guys out here doing
I would have lost my damn mind, bro. I'm telling you.
I have an Oculus on right now. You have no idea what the reality I'm dealing in. Jay, you think I'm here with you? Mark in Iowa.
That's a great point by Archie.
You're wrong with Harry Douglas in for Key, Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk about the fact that Madden was originally meant as a simulation for NFL players. And then it was brought to the retail market after that for the casual fan. But it was originally just a simulation for the NFL players, just like Max was talking about.
I've done it again.
What are we talking about right now?
You see my face,
Jay? Like, I'm getting so upset.
Please, guys.
They just gave this man $230.5 million, 160 guaranteed.
Great, so you know what?
And we got to do this for him to do his job.
So are you saying, Harry, that if you have to do this, then no matter how much study you trick him into doing, he can never lead a team to a championship? Or are you saying it simply offends your sensibilities? Which one?
Leave me alone, Max. You're not going to pick on me right now. Leave me alone.
We got to get into Kevin Durant at some point, but I want to stay with this for a second.
I want more calls.
Duke in Charlotte. What you got?
Duke in Charlotte.
Good morning, guys. Harry, you need your own show, brother. But let me say this.
You need your own show.
Think of it as a business aspect, Max. Yeah. If I'm paying you that much money, man, I need you to pony up. Kyler Murray needs to stand up and be a man. He needs to do his job, put the joystick down, get out there and make that money. That's all I got.
I'm not arguing that's not better, but so you're talking about the ideal versus reality. This is the reality.
So Kyler Murray. So
you know addiction
you
to video games?
You take $10 million of your money and you invest in a product for yourself if you think a video game helps you.
No question. There you go. One caveat, if I'm the agent, now I need $170 million guaranteed. In other words, your favor. Yeah, but here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. We are an addiction to something like a video game. If you study brain chemistry, it's the same thing as an addiction to like cocaine or something. If the man is addicted to it,
I definitely wouldn't know anything about that.
I'm talking about the nature of addiction and the part of your brain that it gets a hold of.
This basically says Kyler Murray he values video games more so than his job, than $230.5 million. That's basically what this is saying.
I'm trying to talk about solutions. You want to live in an ideal world where Kyler Murray is the guy you want him to be? Go ahead. I've just paid him $160 million. I want him to perform. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a video game simulation, and he's going to play it all day.
I've seen the way Max is with his money. If Max were the owner of that team, he would not spend an extra $15, $20 million on a simulation game for Kyler Murray.
Me with my money? You'd call him? You think that I am tight with dough?
Kyler would be out there playing Techno Bowl.
Pong. He'd be playing Pong on television. By the way, do you know when I was a kid, my mother was so against technology, and so that I was like, yo, I want an Atari. First of all, she saw what it cost back then. If it was $100, you're not getting an Atari. But also like, oh, video games will rot your brain. They came out with something that was smart called Intellivision. Intellivision was basically an off-brand Atari. But they knew for parents who weren't paying attention, but they thought that video games were bad, if you called it Intellivision, you maybe could sell it to them. Sure enough, sold it to her, got an off-brand Atari with all the Pong worst video games. Knockoff Space Invaders. Everything was like off-brand.
Oh, man.
What a hustle. Man.
She was a Luddite, my mother. Is a Luddite. Luddite is someone who's against technology. But see, I'm not. I say use the technology, Brian and Raleigh.
Don't forget, we've already seen Kyler with the Oculus on in like that AT&T commercial, and he couldn't hit anybody in the locker room.
Tell him, Tim. Oh, that was tough.
Ronnie in North Carolina doesn't think I have such a great idea here, guys. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Thank God.
Hey, how are you? No, I do not think you have a good idea. I agree with Jay Will and everything. And that guy that called and said Madden was created for a simulation, but there's a reason why they do not use it in the NFL for simulations, because it's not accurate. It does not give you real game time. It does not give you different schemes that they adjust to.
But what I'm saying, Ronnie, let me interrupt for a second.
No,
I'm suggesting you hire independently, or if you have to go through the makers, whatever, you spend the money to get them to make the game you want. You put in your playbook, you put in the defense.
I hear you, Max, but let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this one thing.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to invest $230 million into a guy that you have to create something because his work habit is not there. Do you understand what you're going to open the door for everybody else that's addicted to other things?
I don't care about everybody else. I care about my team and my quarterback. What do I care about what effect it's going to have on another team and another quarterback? I care about this quarterback. I just spent $230 on him. I guaranteed $105 at signing.
$105
million. All right. Should we still go with this?
Let's go. Man, it's keep tough it up here arguing Max, man. Max will keep talking you in circles all day long. Have you dancing?
Listen, I have no other marketable skill. How do you think I'm making money right now?
I want to hear from the people. Keep it going, Max.
Joey in Detroit. You're on with
hey,
Harry Douglas.
Doing, man?
Max. What's up, Joey?
What up, Joe?
Yeah, say, I remember I called up there with Cook Max, but this time, you know, I got a side with my boy. You hear me say, like, what work for everybody might not work. What work for him, for, you know, people don't like change, but I mean, it is what it is, though. He already called in a month, so it's like, with that little bit of extra incentive, you never know. You probably can get more production out of him. You could.
I'm just saying, though, Joey, like, you're going to take $10 to $15 million out of your own money as an owner and invest that into a video game to build out specifically for your quarterback?
Yeah, man.
If I got it, I'm all in, man.
Joey, where are you from originally?
No, I'm from Detroit.
Oh, you from Detroit?
My family, like, they from, yeah, I'm from Detroit. My family, they grew up down south. They moved to Detroit, but I'm born and raised here. You hear me?
Okay, what up, though?
What up, though?
What's the move?
Detroit, one of the most underrated cities in the country. That's right. Detroit. And Detroit boxing.
Look at you. Look at you.
What?
You got people calling in.
My favorite caller, bro.
Video games. That's what we're doing.
By the way, Joey in Detroit.
About whether we're going to build Madden for Kyler Murray.
Hold on,
Murray.
Shannon.
Joey sound like he's
Shannon, we need Joey's number.
Too.
We need to hear from Joey on a more regular basis.
Yes.
I'm entertained by Joey every single time he calls into this show. I want Joey on minimum once a week.
How about John in Kentucky? John, what do you got?
John in Kentucky. They don't answer unless I say, Jay. John in Kentucky, you're on with Harry Douglas, Jay Will, and Max here on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Go.
Don't it seem like a childish move for Kyler wanting to one-up Deshaun Watson?
One-up Deshaun Watson? How so?
Well, he got 0.5.
Yeah, his contract, he's getting 46.1. Deshaun Watson's getting 46.
But Deshaun's guaranteed every penny of the 230. 230 guaranteed. This guarantee is 105, 160 against injury. So that's the so 230 is not all guaranteed. And in the NFL, forget about average annual. It's just the guaranteed money. So he's not maybe for a little ego stroke, he can claim he has, you know, beat Deshaun Watson average annual. But everyone knows it's not as big a contract as Deshaun. There's no stipulation.
So
about studying in Deshaun's contract.
My business partner. Which
and by the way, Deshaun was facing 26 open cases.
My business partner and good friend, Ian Schaefer, said, "This, but your show's combo is the plot of The Last Starfighter. Dude plays video games and gets chosen by the aliens to fight because of how
I remember that.
The game. The game was a recruiting tool. It's the plot of The Last Starfighter.
That's right. He could be the first quarterback.
I remember that. That was a good movie, right?
Quarterback. Vaguely. But I remember
last
that premise.
Starfighter, yeah. Off the video game, then he goes into real life and actually saves, yeah.
Wow. That's right.
Kyler Murray is the last Starfighter.
What about Chad in Georgia?
Chad in Georgia. What you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I'm a locomotive engineer, and I understand the simulation stuff because we have that in training, but I agree with Jay Will. That ain't got nothing to do with real live application. I don't know how simulation or video game is going to help Kyler Murray when a defensive line's coming at him.
Thank you. That's exactly my point.
It doesn't do everything, but
I can sit up there.
I
knew Chad
was a good choice.
I can sit up there and see Shaq all day long. I can see Giannis all day long on NBA 2K until I see it in person.
Listen, Jay, who's your business partner? What's his name?
Ian Schaefer.
So you're the chairman of Clandestine Ventures.
No, that's my holding company. So
that's your holding, but so
I can discuss with you my portfolio and how.
Well, I'm just this is how
break that down.
This is how Jay has emails. Is says chairman of Clandestine Ventures.
Whenever Max goes to his phone, he's doing something devious, like
yes,
a badass
yes,
little
yes,
kid.
He is.
He's a CEO. We're talking to a chairman here, not even just a CEO, a chairman. He's a major business mogul. how do you think he affords his staff, Jay? Now listen.
You're going to stop framing me as that guy.
Here's the problem with what a lot of people are saying. I'm going to explain this now. The perfect, as my father says, is the enemy of the good. The perfect is the enemy of the good. When you come up with a new idea, there are going to be trade-offs. You're going to lose something in the exchange. But the question is, overall, are you better off? If people are saying, well, the speed of the game is different, the simulation does, I'm not claiming the simulation does everything. What I am saying is, if you want Kyler to do film study at least 4 hours a week independently, and what you're up against is that he's addicted to a video game, you make the film study part of the video game. You create something that he wants to do, and he's addicted to, and he does in his spare time anyway. It will not simulate everything perfectly. But is it better or worse than what we have now?
I mean, I guess it doesn't hurt to try it. I mean, it doesn't hurt. Do I agree with it? No, but I guess it doesn't hurt to try it.
No, Max, no. I'm not going to agree.
In Connecticut.
No, don't cut me off. I'm not going to create a video game with all the details of a scouting report that I have to continuously update like an iOS. I'm not going to do that for Kyler Murray. I just paid you the bag. $160 million, and I'm trying to get you to study more. Just be a grown-ass
Jay,
man.
When you and Key played 2-on-2 with Bart
pro.
And Hahn. When
be
you
a
and,
pro.
Jay, when you and Key and me played Bart and Hahn, remember
don't
those
add
three?
Yourself to that
well, yes,
equation.
I was on the team. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
You missed the free throw to give
Keyshawn,
us the ball.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max
one
beat
job.
Bart and Hahn. Let's just be honest about this. The point is, you were the whole show. if you needed to be spoon-fed caviar on the sidelines in order to perform, caviar. I would spoon-feed you caviar.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would, if that's what it took to win. If you're the whole shooting match, yes, and you had certain things, you had to be pampered. That's how it happens.
I'm going to ask for that next time we have that 2-on-2.
Greg in Connecticut, you're on with Harry Douglas in for Key, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen, J. Will, I love you, but Max could not be more right here about what he's talking about.
Matt,
and here's why. Here's why.
Tell me.
Think about this, all right? I do, and listen, in my industry, I'm a coach, all right? And what I do hospitality coaching. You do things visually, you hear it, or you do it, all right? Forcing him to look at it. So when we train people to cook, right, they do stuff on the iPad. They actually build sandwiches, build sauces, build on the saute station, whatever the case is. It's that way. And this is already happening, right? My son plays a lot of baseball. He has an Oculus game where they attach it to his bat, and you face major league pitchers throwing their pitches, and you're hitting it out. Major league baseball players are already using the simulation. Right? Patrick Mahomes already has a game to where you can throw the football into the end zone, third and goal, whatever the case is. So this is the future where it's going. No, people learn differently.
Jay, stop resisting progress.
I'm not. Please, I was the first one. I put you on
stop resisting
the Metaverse
progress.
And Oculus and all this
you
stuff.
Can't stop,
games.
You can't stop
Oculus,
the future,
you're
Jay.
You're not there. I need to buy you an Oculus for Christmas. All I'm saying to you is I don't mind it being used as a vehicle. I don't mind it being used.
Get off my lawn!
But to sit up there and act like you spending 3 hours on your Oculus is then all of a sudden going to translate directly to the field, you still need to be a pro and do your job and look at tendencies as they change quickly.
I agree with that.
You have to do that.
Percent.
I don't mind you adding
what if he's
a
visual
component.
Learner, Jay, says Alan Yates.
Alan Yates would have just said it to me. He didn't say it.
No, seriously, though. What if he is a visual learner?
I need more calls. Kevin in Queens. Please come
I love
on the show.
You guys,
talking
but
sense.
Listen, Max is right. Oh, all right. God. The earlier caller that's talking about this is going to open up a door.
Oh, I don't believe
bad
in that.
Precedent,
I don't
whatever.
Believe in that.
They've been doing it for decades, catering to superstars. Give the guy what he needs by any means.
Dennis Rodman got to go to Las Vegas in the middle of a championship season. Know why?
He wasn't the leader of their team.
He grabbed 17 boards a game.
Is he a champion? Is Dennis Rodman a champion?
Yeah,
he's a champion.
Oh, I know how to convince. I know how to sell Jay on this. Watch this, Harry. Jay, what if we made it an NFT?
See, this is.
Why are you not entertained?
You talk about technology.
See what I mean?
Just don't listen to anything.
He's right in now. NFT, Jay? Huh? Make an NFT? What's the biggest obstacle in the Rams' quest to win back-to-back titles this year? Coming up, Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. HD in for Key today, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. This is ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days. The Los Angeles Rams.
This is one of those contracts when you see the news break. I'm glad he's playing. I love watching Aaron Donald play. To me, this puts them over the edge. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
when you start with Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford and especially Sean McVay coming back, they're certainly good enough to make another run.
I think Allen Robinson may be one of the sneakiest big moves this year. This man was going off the 1,000-yard seasons in Chicago. The Rams right now are a clear favorite.
All right, everyone wants to talk about my brilliant idea that reconciles Kyler Murray's difficulties with the Arizona Cardinals concerns. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, Travis Rogers of ESPN 710 LA, that's a great radio station. I was there for 6 years, is with us now. Travis, we're going to get to the Rams in a second. Let me tell you my idea real quick. You ready?
I'm ready.
If the Cardinals are afraid Kyler Murray's not going to study enough because partly he's addicted to video games, how about this? You spring for adjustments to a Madden game or to a simulation where you account for your own playbook and for the defenses of teams, and you tell Kyler, you put him in, give him an Oculus if that's what he's into, whatever he's into, you tell him, go play this all day, all week. What now? Now? I've fixed the whole thing, have I not? Travis Rogers, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that my 16-year-old would be into that as well. I think that all you need to do is give him another $200 million and he could be the quarterback of the Cardinals as well. Like, I don't for the life of me understand why you need to tell someone to do their homework if you've already offered them $100-some-odd million. But sure, if you need to make game time more fun for him, why not? Let's give him an Oculus and a PlayStation and get to work.
So, Travis, let me interpret this correctly here by according to you, okay? So, in other words, it's kind of outrageous. It shouldn't have to be. Ideally, it wouldn't be. But if it would actually help, then whatever's ideal is one thing, but I suppose you should still do it whether or not you like it. Isn't that really what you're saying?
Well, I'm all right with some sort of incentivization to get him going. I just have a problem with the larger thing, which is if you don't think he's going to do it, why are you giving it to him in the first place? This is not something that I want to have a hunch on. This is something I want to be pretty sure about. And if he's not willing to do it just because it's the right thing to do at this point, I understand making somebody want something, but this is not your regular investment. This is above and beyond a regular investment. And to try to twist his arm a little bit doesn't feel great to me if I were an owner of the Cardinals.
Travis, we have to move on to the Los Angeles Rams because this is nonsense to me.
Nonsense to me too, Francie.
I don't think a person that you that's supposed to be your leader and lead your team to the promised land should even have to have these stipulations
Harry,
in their contract.
To be fair, Jay is the one who's the chairman of Clandestine Ventures.
Please stop framing
me. If one of your employees needed to be properly motivated, would you do it in a contract, Jay? Or would you just not? Would you kick him off of one of your staffs?
Well, first off, Travis, see how Max tries to frame things? This guy is the worst.
I do.
He is the absolute worst.
Oh, that guy is the worst.
This guy has just turned this whole – we've had 30 minutes having callers calling about, Kyler Murray, just give him Oculus. That can simulate the game. It's perfect.
Well, Travis, I have to be honest. Jay, who's actually in a position where he's responsible for a lot of employees as chairman of his company, understands this in a different way than you or I think do, and so I will defer. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Without saying, right?
So Travis, I got to ask you, when it comes to the Rams, what's the biggest obstacle in the Rams' quest to win back-to-back titles this year?
I think it's just the schedule, as simple as that. I mean, their schedule is an absolute monster. They start with Buffalo. They play the AFC West, which has four really good teams. They've got Green Bay. They've got Tampa Bay. I think they play something like 9 playoff teams from a year ago. I think that's the biggest obstacle as far as just the straight football of it goes. And then Sean McVay talked about this a little bit yesterday. They have to get a little lucky or fortunate or however you want to characterize it, because every time they had a chance to have something go one of two ways last year, it broke their way, whether it was Tart dropping that interception, whether it was having San Francisco knock out Green Bay and they didn't have to go to Lambeau Field in the snow, that they got very fortunate along the way, and usually the universe kind of evens that stuff out, and I don't know if they catch every break the way they did last year. And then, of course, the last part of it is Aaron Donald's health. If Aaron Donald's healthy, they got a really good chance. If Matthew Stafford's healthy, they got a really good chance. The rest of it is kind of just the football of it all, right, whether or not you call the right play in the right situation. But if those two guys stay healthy and they get just that right amount of luck that you need, I think they're good enough to go do it for sure.
Travis, considering the things that you know, he dealt with last year. When you think about how Stafford is physically, right? He had some of the back issues, the elbow issue that we're talking about now that they're kind of downplaying. What do you think the probability is that he does remain healthy for the whole year?
Well, you go back to November last year, right? And they had a winless November. That was the month where he threw a pick six in three consecutive games, and he didn't. No one ever really said exactly what the problem was, but the whispers in the back room were always that there was something wrong with his elbow, that he was dealing with this or that with his arm. So I do think it's a big deal that they haven't won a pitch count right now. I think is telling that he had a procedure during the offseason. I think is telling, but if he's not right for a week or two, maybe even a month, maybe he can skate through it. But if he's not able to do what he did, I talk about this all the time. The man threw a no-look pass in the Super Bowl. Okay, this is not Magic Johnson, you know, looking one way and dropping it to Worthy the other way. He was looking to his right. He threw it to his left 20 yards down the field. I've never seen anything like that in my life. If he's not able to do things like that on a quasi-regular basis, it's going to be a challenge for him, because beyond Aaron Donald and Sean McVay, he's the next most important piece. And if he's not right, we saw what it looks like. They lost three games in a row.
Travis, how vital is that run game? You're going to get a healthy Cam Akers, a healthy Henderson Jr. as well. You drafted Tyree for Notre Dame. How is this run game going to be able to not only help Matthew Stafford, but help this offense be balanced and get back to what we've seen them, they were the first time they went to the Super Bowl? Granted, I understand they won it last year, but the year they went to the Super Bowl and they lost to the Patriots, they were way more balanced that year than they were last year.
Yeah, I think there's two things going on here. Number one, I think that year you're talking about Super Bowl 53, they had to be more balanced because Jared Goff is the quarterback. They needed to buy him the benefit of the doubt, for lack of a better way of putting it. If you just pin your ears back and go get Goff, that's not going to work. So they're kind of forced to run there. Going back to the first thing you said, Cam Akers is healthy for now. Darrell Henderson is healthy for now. Both of those guys have had trouble staying on the field for long periods of time. Henderson has been in and out of the lineup since he came. Akers was hurt early in his rookie year and then missed basically all of last year. So if they're healthy, sure. Everything you said I think is true, but I'm a stop short of thinking that that's a sure thing. Both of those guys have had a lot of trouble staying on the field through the early parts of their career.
Travis Rogers, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, Harry?
Excuse me, I meant Kyren Williams. I'm talking about the other running back at Notre Dame, Tyree.
Sure. Travis Rogers. You know, they've also got, last year they had a third guy. They went and got Sony Michel, and he carried a lot of water for that team. They absolutely had to have him. So somebody's got to be healthy. Hopefully it's Akers. I think he's the best of the bunch, but he's had trouble staying on the field.
He's been an elite back when he's been – second half of 2 years ago, he was an elite back, at least trending that way. ESPN 710 LA. Travis, now we're going to wrap this up. ESPN 710 LA. We've got to wrap it up now. I know Harry's making you think that this segment goes on forever, but I know you have things to do. The tremendous radio station 710 LA, and you can hear Travis Rogers on it. That's it. Travis, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Travis. Appreciate it.
I'm going to go put my ridiculous on.
Thanks, guys. Harry, don't say anything else now. Just hold it in because Travis has to go. Well, look, your calls on Kyler Murray in the video game. Everyone wants to talk about my idea.
You're a piece of work, Max. You're hilarious, though.
By the way, you know a new study? Listen, our new producer, Shannon, can't wait for us to talk about this American Heart Association. Like, we're already doing other stuff, Shannon. But, okay, we'll talk about it. I'm going to mention it. The American Heart Association Journal says napping regularly is linked to high blood pressure and stroke. Would that make you stop taking naps? Tune in on another episode if you want to hear the answer to that, because we're taking your calls on Kyler Murray and my brilliant video game idea next, ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com /unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
So just so everybody can know, I mean, we wake up every single day at 3 o'clock, 2:30 for some people, you know, 3:45 max for you.
I'll push it on Monday Night Football. At Tuesday morning, sometimes it's 4:15 for me, bro.
You live like 3 minutes away from the studio.
3:45.
You underachiever. Yeah, you and Kyler Murray have something in common.
Dude, I need 4 hours sleep at least.
So this happens. You know, we all have kids. We have things we have to do, right? So, you know, we all end up taking naps. And we found out. Max?
It's associated with a higher risk. Here it is. New study published, latest edition of American Heart Association Journal. Frequent napping is linked to a 12% higher risk of developing high blood pressure. Study also states that taking regular naps is associated with a 24% higher risk of having a stroke. Let me just say, you do some critical thinking here, what I would like to know, if when you say frequent napping is linked to 12% higher risk of developing high blood pressure, is that because the kind of person who takes a lot of naps also might be the kind of person who's in circumstances where they develop high blood pressure? Or did the study actually have a control group and everything and force people to take more naps and then study what happened to their blood pressure? I don't know the answer to that.
This is amazing because I don't take naps. So this doesn't apply to me at all.
God, I love a good nap.
I don't take naps.
I can't.
It's hard for me to sleep.
What do you mean you don't take naps?
I don't take naps.
I don't really take naps either as much.
I don't take naps. My 6 and 3 year old take naps. I don't take naps.
Yeah. I don't feel as sharp when I come out of a nap.
Exactly.
How long is your nap, though?
30 minutes, 35
minutes,
40 minutes.
You got to go 45 to an hour.
Or Yates, check this out. You know what they say? The power nap, the ideal time is actually.
See, that comes from Yates.
Yeah, no kids.
No kids.
No kids.
It's easy when you're single. Oh, take a nap.
Yeah.
But no, you got kids.
I have a lot of things to do, though, Jay.
You don't have kids.
You don't know what that sounds like to someone with kids.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I can sleep when I leave the earth.
But check this out,
guys. I'm not taking naps.
What? Here's the nap strategy. Ready?
Jeez.
You listen to this.
That was aggressive.
A nap should take to be between 10 and 20 minutes.
What?
This is a tease.
Watch, power nap.
A cat nap, a.k.a. a power nap.
This is what you do.
For sure.
And this works. I've tried this. If you can, if you're tired enough to do it. You take a shot of espresso or a little jolt of caffeine. That's supposed to take 10 to 20 minutes to really hit the bloodstream. The nap, the first REM cycle or the first sleep cycle, is the same amount of time. So ideally, you take the shot, you go right to sleep, and then 10 or 20 minutes later, the caffeine hits right when you're coming out of that first little mini cycle anyway, you're up and energetic.
How do you go to sleep?
That's called a power nap,
espresso.
What? You got to be very tired. You got to get up and do a morning show every day, Jay, and then do an afternoon show too.
What's wrong, Max? You don't look tired. What's wrong, Max? You're not tired?
Jay still holds it against me that I said he looked tired when he started doing the show and I had to do it. Jay, it's when you said you asked someone when they're young, how old are you? You didn't say 7 and a half. You said 20 and a half. I mean, you are so old. that you tried to think of an age year decades ago and you came up with 20 and a half.
You can't frame it.
He's already washed up.
No. You can't frame it that way because 20 and a half is like you're not 21. You're not like.
But no one says that when they're 20. They say it when they're 7.
It was an arbitrary number.
Yes, because you're old. That's what I'm trying to point
Max,
out. So
I'm 10 years younger than your ass.
I'm not old. Ancient.
You are a dinosaur.
Yes,
you
I agree.
See what happens?
You talk about technology and NFTs.
You see what happens when you talk about the great feet of Harry Douglas?
That's right. Everything falls. Crumbles down. Okay. So here's the idea.
You put Gold Bond in your shoes before?
No.
You don't put baby powder in the shoes to keep it fresh?
But he wears socks.
I don't need that. My feet don't stink.
If you don't wear socks, then you put the baby powder.
A lot of times I don't wear socks, but my feet don't stink.
If you don't wear socks,
have good, great hygiene.
My feet. I put the Gold Bond in there.
Yeah, well, you never wear socks.
Well, I do wear socks.
I don't. What do you got on right now?
It's summertime. Well, I don't have socks right now.
During the summer.
What? Yeah. I don't wear socks.
I wear a little low angle,
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got them clean.
No show socks. They were.
I got clean shoes. All right, listen, here's the idea. So Kyler Murray apparently is addicted to video games, and they stipulate in his contract that it's voided if he doesn't study independently 4 hours a week. The $160 million guarantee could be voided, and he can't be playing games. He can't just be like have the laptop open but really be playing a video game. So it occurs to me, in a stroke of genius, many people have said, Jay, it's genius.
Should we call this the Jamarcus Russell clause?
What's that?
Jamarcus Russell clause? Do we want
to
call that?
It occurs to me that if he has a video game.
How was film last night? Did you enjoy
it,
Jamarcus?
Build a video game, take Madden, improve it, whatever, get independently, spend 10, 20 million, 5, whatever it costs, and tell him, here's the game we want you to play. This is the equivalent of film study. Put in your whole playbook, put in all the defenses, make it hyper realistic, and have him play the video game all day. It's a brilliant idea. Everyone immediately recognized it, except for one hater who happens to work on the show. His name is Jay Will.
Well, there's two, Harry Douglas and I.
Well, don't be calling me out, though.
Harry's come around.
Just because Max has an idea doesn't make it good ideas. His ideas are stupid.
I don't like that. I don't like that idea at all because I don't believe you should be going this deep into the pot for somebody to do their job that you pay them multi-millions of dollars to do.
Matter of fact, I'm not going to do this job anymore unless they simulate a radio show for me to do at home. All right, Mike in Reno, you're on with Harry Douglas in for Key, Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
All right, Max, huge fan of yours. I watched you on Sports Nation. I watched you on First Take. Yes. I listened to you every single morning.
Thank you.
Never in my life did I think that I would hear a comment dumber than Adrian Peterson is a souped-up Frank Gore, but you came through with a Tom Brady's going to fall off a cliff, and I never thought I'd hear anything dumber than that, but congratulations, Max. Today you did it. A video game to get someone... I don't even know what to say, Max. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wait, you may not like it, but why is it dumb?
There's no way... I'm sorry, Max. I don't mean to cut you off. There is no way that you could watch a video game and have it be... simulated to real life. Please, Max, come on.
You can't simulate a game to real life? That's what Oculus and virtual reality. Yeah, have you ever heard of virtual reality?
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
It looks real, but it's not. It's not.
No, it's not real. That's true. It looks real, but it's not real. That is true, but that's the idea of practicing and studying.
Thank you for somebody who's never done it before because you have so much experience in wearing an
Oculus.
Well,
I rely on my athletic background, Jay. Mike in Michigan, you're on with Harry Douglas and Jay Will and Max.
Athletic background. Hey, great to hear you guys. I got a side up with Harry Douglas. I'm a big Harry Douglas fan. You know, what about getting into the zone? How do you get into the zone by getting interiorized into a video game? And then why do you want to spend a dime on a guy that's doing this? Get him in communication. That's what his teammates are complaining about. The guy's not in communication with his team. And I can't see spending that much money on a video game to get a guy to do it.
But you already spent $160 million.
But Mike, you're only solving one problem. That's what HD and I are talking about. Harry and I have been
sitting
up here
saying
the whole
issues.
Time, there's so many more things. People have questioned his leadership style. So you want to implement him as something that he can do daily that doesn't force him to communicate or talk and build relationships? You watch tape with your teammates.
All right, great. So put him on the headset where you communicate. You play the game against someone else. Look, my point is this. If you want to make the point, given that he's that kind of guy, they should have never given him the contract. Now, I wouldn't have done that. I can sign up for that. Good. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is that part's done already. Already they gave him the money.
Yeah.
Signed. Ink on the deal. Done. They have this clause about studying. I have an idea to get him to study all day. He will never stop studying. You make a video game if that's what he's addicted to, if that's what's taking him away from the studying.
But I love what Jay just said, though, because there was multiple occasions on Saturday mornings, on Mondays, Tuesdays, when we came in, that was our off days, when we're in the film room, me, Roddy White, Julio Jones, Tony Gonzalez, watching film with Matt Ryan. And not only that, when we weren't playing on Monday Night Football, we're watching football games together. It's basically film, especially if it's a team you're about to play, a Thursday Night football together, seeing what other teams
do. They're talking about independent study. They mean away from the facility. So I'm saying if you have to pry him away from the video game to get him to study, make a video game that is the same as him studying. Why can't you do that?
This is insane to me.
Do you know we take pictures of the early universe
I've heard,
now?
I heard you enough. Dwight in Orlando.
Telescope in outer space. We can't make
Dwight
a video game.
In Orlando.
Not Dwight Howard, but just Dwight.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dwight. You got 30
good morning.
Seconds.
First, I want to say thank you for taking my call. I love listening to your show. I work at the post office, so believe me, this is very nice for me to hear every morning. Now, Max, I'm with you 50-50. Mm-hmm. I've done virtual training hands-on in the military. Mm-hmm. Now, while doing all that, provide some good help, it does not bring in the human element whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Training, X's and O's, sure. But the human element part where you see him and the details of him, what he's about to do, you got to look at that face-to-face, not through a game.
Okay, I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm saying the enemy is the
Max,
perfect is the enemy of the
every
good.
Color. You don't have to argue every caller. It's okay. We understand. You're
see, if
be
I had
right.
a radio
Everybody
video game simulation,
wrong.
I would know how to do
in.
That already.
Phil in Virginia Beach, really quickly. You got about 30 seconds.
You have 20 seconds.
20
go,
seconds,
Phil.
Go.
Max, I'm with you with the idea. Sure, it could be a supplement. Maybe you could, you know, simulate receivers and timing and defensive backs breaking on the ball. But overall, I'm with Jay Will and Harry. What are we talking about?
Like,
and if I'm Kyler, I'm livid at this guy into the public. Yes. I'm already professionally embarrassed that this is in the contract in the first place. Mm-hmm. But now the whole world and my
and
team
And if I'm Kyler,
this.
I'm at home playing a video game making $160 million. I'm not worried about what anyone thinks. All right. That'll do it for us today. Another fine program. And we will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. What a program this
what
was.
What a program.
We laughed.
What
we
a
cried.
Day. We cried.
We
yelled.
Learned. Yes.
Did we learn?
Video games.
Did we learn?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.